Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with free samples. I don't know about where you live, but here in Columbus, allergy season has started back up again. I feel like I can usually muster through. However, allergies can turn a peaceful night's sleep into a battle of tossing and turning for me. Sleep is something that I highly prioritize, and nasal congestion, sneezing fits, and itchy eyes can disrupt my ability to one, fall asleep, and two, to stay asleep, leaving me fatigued in the morning, which is not great with three kids. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Like I said, I used to muster through, but as I've gotten older, my allergies have gotten worse. And Claritin D has been a life changer when it comes to my day-to-day. Like I said, sleep is so important to me, and that's usually where I notice my allergies the most, laying down on my back and not being able to breathe. Thank goodness for Claritin D. So are you ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away, and you can find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms Podcast. I'm Megan, bringing you the Minimalist Mantra of the Week, a quick 5-minute episode with a phrase you can meditate on and apply to your daily mom life. Me and my podcasting partner Diane are suburban moms trying to make room in our lives for what matters by getting rid of the clutter and living life with purpose. We're on a journey to think more and do with less. This week's mantra is, don't organize, minimize. A friend of mine posted a video on Facebook of her daughter and a classmate giving a TEDx youth talk. Their topic was the merits of living in a tiny house. Their zeal as middle schoolers for this very adult topic is adorable. We'll put the link in the show notes if you'd like to view it. Their cuteness I won't soon forget. But what will stick with me even more is their powerful ending statement. Remember, you don't need more space, you need less stuff. From the mouth of babes, right? Our knee-jerk reaction to a cluttered home is we need more containers, storage space, or even more square footage altogether. Storage space is the holy grail of the real estate industry. Large closets and kitchens often sell homes. I know that was the case for me. We were searching for our current home before the minimalism bug bit me. House after house, I would evaluate the master bedroom on how much storage space there was for my clothing. A walk-in closet was a must. In our first house, our master bedroom had two walk-in closets, his and hers. I took the larger, and it still wasn't enough. I filled a dresser with folded clothing and kept bins of off-season clothing to rotate in and out. I found a Facebook post recently where I exclaimed that I had no clue that my 5 bins of maternity clothes would fill an entire closet. I even posted a photo as proof. Let that sink in. My maternity clothes filled my entire walk-in closet. It never once occurred to me to pare down my clothing to free up space in that cramped closet and save myself hours of searching for items and reorganizing each season. That's why our minimalist mantra of the week is, don't organize, minimize. Reducing the amount of things you have is the only foolproof way to make sure you can see everything and it stays organized. Though we try to pretend we live without limits, there are actual physical limits to the spaces in our homes. The problem is we don't heed them. We think that our cluttered space can be tamed if we only had a few more containers. The problem isn't having the right containers to organize our stuff. It's that we have too much stuff to adequately contain in our spaces. Once I pared down my closet to only the clothing I need for each season, I had extra room in my closet. Once I pared down my toiletries, I had plenty of room in the kitchen cabinet and under the sink. Once I pared down my kitchen gadgets, I ended up with some empty drawers. Once I pared down my kids' toys, they had room to play in the center of their bedrooms. Instead of rushing to buy containers to organize, let's get the urge to purge. Say it with me, ladies. Don't organize, minimize. Let us know how you put this week's minimalist mantra into practice on Facebook or Instagram. You can find us at Minimalist Moms Podcast. If this week's mantra was particularly impactful to you, or you think a friend would benefit from it, please pass it along. We've included a complete transcript of this podcast on our website, minimalistmomspodcast.com. Or if you like to receive those show notes directly to your email inbox, all you have to do is text the word minimalist to 444-999. That's the word minimalist to 444-999. You will get a text, and then you send them your email address, and you'll automatically be signed up to get our show notes whenever a new podcast is posted. And don't forget to leave us a rating or review on iTunes. We throw a mini dance party every time we see one of those. We wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.